Check hates himself.
Check hates this.
Oh yeah, brings back PTSD. Memories.
And when they put them videos back in the group, fam.
Shake's got bare. Shake. You always encounter a Shake video, bro, when you're on an excursion.
The old Shake was legendary.
Legendary. Yeah.
Crazy.
You need that past in your present.
Okay, bangs, we're ready to go, bro.
Am I going for the main topic that I said, or just warm up?
Either, give it a warm up.
Yeah, warm up.
Get warm.
I'm warm enough, yeah. Man. It's bare hot.
Get warm, yeah? Yeah,
fine.
Just do your main topic because you're okay, one, okay, bro. This guy, like,
I've got two, but I think that one you've really spoken about. That's okay,
cool. Day in cool. The life.
But yeah, man, what are you lot saying, man? Good?
Fantastic. Yeah, man. Good, yeah?
We've got a few guests in the building. Introduce yourself.
Features.
How would you guys introduce yourself? How do you like when people tell you? Because I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm Dej, I'm the head of welfare, well-being. I'm part of Pastor Meerkat, do music sometimes. Yeah, got a master's degree. Yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong, bro? Guys,
how would I?
Yeah, how would you? How would you?
Well, based on how current events are.
If you talk about your biceps, I'm gonna.
They're not even around no more, fam. They were, but they're not anymore, bro. Nah, I would just say, hi, my name is Dams. I'm surviving, bro. That's surviving.
You're surviving.
Surviving.
Surviving, bro. Okay. Cost of living crisis. Oh, the beard is bearded.
He's 100% overdoing it. You don't need that.
Why are you coming
This is a normal Wednesday beard for me.
Yeah, but all of this.
You don't need that.
Your lady and another lady will look at your beard for time,
yeah,
and you will notice
that.
That happens to me.
I can't do that about that, bro. That's.
What you're sleeping
does
is just tickle your chest.
I can't move it to the side.
The McDonald's. The McDonald's.
Coming to PTM soon, bedroom.
Charles Darwin.
How would you describe yourself, Soups? What? Who are you? Who are you? Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah, no, Mike. Mike O's Soups. I go by many names.
Slow Mo.
No one calls me that. yeah, man. I'm here for the vibes. Obviously, man.
That's my catchphrase.
Know me. I work in property management.
Jeez. Come on. We know you're a bailiff.
Stop that. Stop that rumor.
I feel like taking people away from their homes.
You're conservative.
I'm not the villain in that scenario. Bro.
Who's the villain? You're the people that go to the house and say, get out, bro.
I'm the messenger, you get me? I'm the messenger.
Don't shoot.
Yeah, man. Bro. So, obviously, I'm here. You get me? For the vibes. Tell a couple stories.
Yeah.
A couple laughs, couple jokes, couple drinks.
Hey, you practice this at home, innit?
All right, so I'm going to get into it, yeah? I've been thinking about this a lot recently, yeah? I just want to know everyone's opinion. We're all men, and there's something that we don't discuss. We don't talk about it enough. Love. Hey, what is love to you, man?
Love is a beautiful.
I like that question, you know.
What is love to you?
What is love?
What do you mean? In general? Or like romantic?
However it speaks to you.
You're so horny, bro. I'm
talking romantic, yeah. Romantic. What
love. You can have love for my boy.
Yeah.
My family. Yeah.
Have you ever told your boys that you love them?
Of course.
Which ones?
Love my bro.
Which ones?
I
love you.
I posted a video today of him saying, I love, he's like, I love my nigga rage.
Oh, yeah. You don't say nigga.
That's for nigga in front of him.
Yeah, you have to put
nigga. You have to add something.
That's another layer to it.
Yeah.
Was that Shake talking or Wavy Shake? Which one?
That was Wavy Shake.
Yeah. Shake's Wavy, he loves everyone.
I hear it.
But yeah, what is love to you then, Shake?
Love is...
This guy's light skin as hell.
Love is like, it's an emotion, and it's like a deep caring for someone, like outside of when you feel like, it's like, where it's irrational. So when it like, when you care about someone and you've got like something emotional that is just deeper than what you can comprehend, that's love.
Mm. What's love to you, man?
I think love is a, it's hard to explain what love is. It's
what? He's going to talk about love.
It's difficult. It's, like, it's a multitude of different emotions that you can't explain. That can...
I've never heard him use that.
That was the Bible. Nah, like, it's just that, a range of different emotions that sometimes you can't control. So, I don't know. I can't explain it, but yeah, I can't explain what love is. But it's just the feelings, the emotion that you feel for someone that can't be explained.
Okay.
Me personally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Dams?
I think love obviously means different things to different people, but for me, I feel like it's a thing where it's a thing where like you want to do something for somebody, not because they've told you to do it, just because you want to do it to make them happy.
Sorry, Dams, have you ever been in love?
Oh, that's one expression.
Oh, was that your next question?
Yeah, close. I sensed it, bro. My spidey senses were tingling.
What did it feel like that nearly?
Bro, I was happy, fam. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. You said what did it feel like? I don't know, man. Like I was at peace to some sort. Obviously there's, you know, stuff that wasn't peaceful, but yeah. In most cases, like obviously when I would see her, you know, she'd smile, I'm smiling like one goofball, do you know what I mean?
Nice stuff like that.
Want to do stuff for each other without it being a thing where you feel like you're forcing it, or like secretly inside of you, you're just like, oh, I don't really want to do this, but I've got to do it. Like, I'm going to just do it because I wanted to. Yeah.
But if you felt all of those things, why would you not say that you were fully in love?
I may have been, but I don't know, innit? I don't know, innit? I don't think so. All I can do is I'm gonna, you know, acknowledge the actual emotion itself and be like, yeah, if I wasn't, very close, like literally knocking on the door, you know what I mean? Where's the going? But,
was she your girlfriend?
Technicalities, bro.
I hear that.
So it was a distance thing, bro.
Do you guys feel like, I was seeing girls debate this, and it actually changed my perception of love before. So it was post Love Island, and some people were saying that love should happen before you get into a relationship.
My
thing has always been like, you get into a relationship and then you fall in love.
You obviously on Love Island, some of them were saying they love you.
Yeah, exactly, and it's actually a common thing. And there's a general consensus about actually love happens before you get into a relationship.
You can be falling in love and then you make her your girlfriend and then you've fallen in love.
Yeah, because
there's... you're in the process to love.
Yeah, but you know that's just our opinion, because I'm on the same thing as you, but there was a whole body of people that was like, nah, like love comes before.
I think it's how they define love, though, because there's no unanimous...
You
can have a strong attraction to someone, and then some people might define that as love. Mm. For me, that's not love, that's just a strong attraction. I would want to get to know you more.
Mm. That's horny for me. Well, you said there's a strong attraction.
Yeah, there's a strong, but not just...
And you did this with your hand as well.
But it's not... I didn't just say it's a strong physical attraction, I said attraction. So in general, there's something drawing you to that person, whether it is intellectually, emotionally, physically, there's something that's attracting you to that person.
Yeah.
That's not love.
So what is love? Because how can you say that's not love? If you're physically attracted to someone and you want to spend every single minute with them, is that not love?
At that point, I'm interested, but like love is when like I'm gonna go mad. Like if there's something like she moves mad, like
it's more in the negative.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a more no. It can be positive and like it can be more positive and negative. But like
you use the word irrational.
Irrational, yeah. You're gonna do things that you wouldn't do when you can be attracted to someone and be like, yeah, she's nice, I like her, but you're not invested. You're not gonna do nothing mad, But like once you're in there, like she's like taking you type of thing. Like
yeah.
you're gonna start
moving.
Do you might feel like something negative needs to happen for you to understand whether you're in love or not?
What does that mean?
As in you have an argument and you stop talking for a while, then you feel.
I did that one time. I was acting though, but I, like, after an argument, shut up, man! I love you. Like in the films, bro.
That's of EastEnders.
Them things flat, bro.
You're planning to do something, or you're putting a lot of effort and attention, which you wouldn't do normally.
Yeah,
but you can do that for somebody you like, though.
And exactly. But you don't do that.
You do.
But there's difference between like there's levels. Like you could do something calm.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get you to tell us. What is the level? Where's the threshold? And what implies that threshold?
But there isn't. I don't think there's like a defined threshold. It's just like within time and a feeling, it changes. And I don't know. Like it's different for different situations.
Do you think you could fall in love after 2 weeks?
No, I don't think so. I think it'll be stupid too. But some people do. Some people get married like they fall in love and get married within like a couple months.
Yeah.
And then they're happily married forever, innit? Because they feel like they know they've got the one. There's something like. Do you believe like there's something like? Something like
love at first sight. Like, superstition. I'm superstitious about love for sure.
Wait, what do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I said, do you feel like there's something like
this guy's so light skinned?
There's something like that just like bonds you to someone like that. Nah.
You
see with love, yeah. Films, Disney, all this stuff.
It's a mad thing.
Yeah, have all what romanticized ways. Love, quite simply, is a choice.
It is a choice. It's an everyday choice.
It's a choice. Because...
Okay. Sure, I've heard that.
I want to let him land. It was a tweet. 100% it was a tweet. Or Instagram post. That's
he tweeted it.
Land, man. It was a Twitter... Spaces. But I fucked with it. It's a choice because... You can put up with a lot of bullshit when you say you're in love. The moment you say I'm in love and I'm doing this because of love,
that's so
you
true.
You almost get a blithe.
It's an excuse.
Can it be an excuse? Yeah. Can also be a reason for you to move a bit more light skin or a bit more.
What do you mean?
We all know what it means by that as well.
I know the definition.
Drake. Yeah, I hear it. That's true.
Once you've made that decision, okay, you know what? I love this person. I'm now going to behave a certain way and make a certain commitment.
But the whole point is how...
And each person can make that choice at different points. Nothing to do with an emotional response or I've been through this so now I'm going
to
love
them. But the choices that you make to fall in love, it depends on bare different things.
Yeah, but most people are going to weigh up why I'm now going to say he's in love. Some people, it's going to be I now see a future with you. Whether that's relationship. Another person can be...
You're sexy.
Material.
Yeah.
You think
people nothing to do with this conversation. You're just sexy.
Everyone makes choices.
But do you think... I don't think everyone makes choices consciously. I think some people are just in a situation and all of a sudden they feel like they're in love. But I don't feel like they've made that choice like the way that you
said. To be in love. They haven't made the choice to be in love.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's because like you... The feelings take over you, so then you now decide to make that choice. You know when you've been dating a girl... And she asks you to do something,
and you hate her.
You don't want to do it. That's because you haven't got there yet. But at the moment in time when you want to do it, it's because you're there with that person. So the emotions have taken over you, and now you can make that choice becomes a choice.
That's what I'm saying. And I agree. I get that to an extent. But at one point, you didn't realize like, oh, because I'm doing this now. Shit, like I'm
I might be in love. That's what happens to me. Love punches me. Yeah, love doesn't. Love punches me in the face. Yeah, I'm just like, oh shit. Yeah, I might be in love because I don't mind.
How many times have you been in love?
How many times have I been in love?
I've been in love better. I like love.
Serial lover.
Over to this question. Who was your first love? Fabian. What was your first love like?
Oh, what was it? I thought you said who?
No. What was it like? Your first love.
It was a connection that I'd never felt before.
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
It sounds silly,
Nauseous.
Connection never felt before.
Yeah.
In 1983.
Marilyn Monroe.
They should write letters to each other.
Alright, guys.
I didn't need to show you up there. Sorry.
So you know when man them are not in love and they start playing the field, then they can have a low surface level of feeling for someone.
Yeah.
Just off the back, just because they're seeing it. But when you're with that person consistently,
yeah,
that kind of feeling turns. And then you start feeling those kind of like
what, butterflies. So
you're, you just want to do things for them, bruv.
You feel those butterflies in the head. You just want to do that turn.
Butterflies is vomit, bro.
Once you feel that turn, that's when, like Mike was saying, the choices and that you make.
Even butterflies, how do you know what butterflies feel like in your stomach? Where does that say it come from?
Because it feels like
it's just like when you have sparkling water.
Yeah, but it's not butterflies. It's just nerves. Yes, yes. You know when you go on a ride? Yes. Oh,
yeah, you're right. You're right about this.
Yeah, I love you!
Wait, how do you know it wasn't just light though? How can you differentiate between
light and
lust?
Because you don't.
Lust, man.
Lust.
Oh, lust.
Yeah, lust, like love and lust bears, man.
Yeah. I don't.
But it's not like because you don't do anything with someone that you don't like.
You might really like.
I don't do anything with
someone that I don't. I agree with what Dan says. Lust is just attraction. Because if a very attractive girl this. Right, sorry. If a girl, no, forget what I'm saying.
No, I think I don't know where you're going, but go on.
Like, I was trying to say, like, because he said lust is just attraction, so you wouldn't do the extra stuff for that person.
Yeah.
You might actually attract them to do, like, sexual acts with them.
I think once.
But you wouldn't, like, take them.
There's people that would take them out
and their parents. Mm.
But this, yeah, well, exactly. Everybody's different. But this is the biggest thing about the whole love thing. Like you said, Disney Channel and stuff like that. There's people that have been, like, it's embedded into their head that, it's gonna be a fairy tale. Yeah. Fantastic rainbows and fucking unicorns and all them things here. Mm-hmm. But life isn't always like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like that's a dangerous territory to be in because one man will spin you where you wanna hear, you're there now because you heard what. Do you know what I mean?
But now, that's what happens.
Now you're in love, you find out it wasn't that, now you're mad at him, but it was you that. Do you know what I mean?
No, but now, now they're mad at all men because of.
I didn't want to be the one to say.
I didn't want to be. Send men to the army.
But it's that, and then also the whole thing with love in terms of like everything's different for people. Like understanding of love or their description of love is different. I feel like people don't respect the fact that it's different for different people. That's why
you
have an issue and this person's fighting, this person's about it, this person's it. Bro, everybody's different.
That's why I don't like Twitter and social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel
generally?
Just between like men and women, like just separate agendas, like there's just a disconnect of what love means or what expectation of love is from a man and from a woman. And that's where a lot of issues come from. So when you get into a relationship with someone, the expectation from...
Expectation kills everything, man.
You gotta communicate properly, but
because you might be vibes and having a good time and you're cool.
I'm thinking everything's
and
then, sweet.
Yeah, everything's
and
she's in love,
and
you're just thinking
raw. Let me tell you something. They'll be creating EastEnders storylines in their head, bro. And you're just minding your own business. Yeah. Yeah.
I think and the wedding song. Day and everything,
bro. Baby names.
I think they think. I actually like what you said about Disney and just the world romanticizing. I think they think they're in love because of certain emotions or behaviours that are attached to love. So that's what I think about the Love Island people. I think in their head, they genuinely feel like they're in love. And it's only when you come out of the situation that you realise, actually, that wasn't love. Because I've experienced that before. Like, I think I'm in love, and then I experience love, and then I go back, and I was like, actually, I wasn't in love. Because there is, for me, I think it's everybody's definition, but for me, there's a clear line of when, actually, I'm thinking about this person.
We don't normally have these serious conversations. He started it and he ended it as well.
Oh, no, wait, hold on, though. But Vish and Tim, you've been quiet. Now, what was your first love? Go on, tell us about your first love. Or have you ever been in love with someone that wasn't in love with you?
Tim is going to describe some stupidness.
Don't say stupid.
Nah, the first time I was in love, I think it was with my girl, you know. I haven't been in love before.
Your girl, your fiancé is...
Oh, crap. No, Don't do that.
Repeat.
Everyone else has been saying girl.
Hells.
So you're going off.
You're not your own man.
Now, for me, I'll say mainly when it comes to love. for me, it's almost like that person having that extra care that you actually see they're showing towards you. So I see, like, obviously everyone's got a lot of flaws. So they always give me, like, tips, like going through, not all, like, serious detail, but, like, going through certain of your flaws and trying to correct you and doing some of the things that you think, oh, right, this person really cares for me.
Yeah.
That kind of gets me.
I do that. So I'm wearing love.
Yeah, we've been saying that.
Yeah, you can love yourself.
I'm not trying to make it. Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes sense now.
What about you, Vish? First question was, have you ever been in love? What was it like? And have you ever loved someone who did?
Vish was in love. Vish used to sit on his girl's lap.
I
haven't even reached that level. Where I sit on my girl's lap. Not even her sitting on mine. When you're sitting on your girl's lap, that's crazy.
It's true.
It's true, bro.
Different levels of love. It's not true. She's
every dream cut, bro.
No, but she was sitting on my lap. It's got the twist of the story, bro.
I
was just swinging the legs, bro.
I've been in love. You know what? I think I've been in love twice, but the first time was in college.
Yeah.
But it was more like...
Now, college love is serious.
College
love
is garbage, bro.
No,
it's garbage, bro.
I'll ask you the question afterwards.
It's garbage, bro. Cinema dates, bro. Now, Sheik wasn't loving college, though.
Sheik was in love.
Sheik was in love.
This guy used to travel 3 hours to get home. He could get home in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he wants to go home.
Drop her home. 3 hours away from... Where she living? In...
She lived in Ilford. She lived in Ilford, and I lived in
Leicester.
So I took
a 30
minute
detour.
30 minutes.
Jake was 100% in love. I think you guys went to the bank to get a mortgage one time.
When you were 17.
So what was I saying?
In college.
The college stuff, like to the point that was made, you just want to be around that person a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's a little bit different, because when you're older and you're in love, you don't have to be around someone to get that deep connection, innit?
True.
And that's why I think my definition of love is like when you have like a deep connection with someone, but you just have perpetual happiness, like being with them.
I don't think you can perpetually be happy around someone you love.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same.
Why?
I think your definition of love applies to... So I guess... I'm still trying to focus on romantic love.
Let's talk romantic.
I want to know what's different from being in love romantically from being just love, having love for somebody. It's horniness, bro. That's what it is, bro.
But not really. For some people,
there's no sex.
Can you not feel like you can have a romantic love for someone without any sexual activity?
No.
If I like someone...
You can't do that. I'm asking, not just sex.
Like, it doesn't have to be an action. The thoughts. Are you trying to tell me there's a man out there that doesn't have the thoughts, bro?
Don't you think that it's most at the back of your mind, like, if you actually have... feelings and you're in deep, like, or you're in love or whatever, like the whole sex thing is mostly at the back.
You're top five.
Hold on. Don't move my thing. What?
You said that when you're in love with someone...
I haven't been in love, but if I was in love...
You think that sex would be the last
thing in your mind? Don't get me wrong, that's the class.
It's not at the back of your mind,
bro.
But everything else,
when you're in love with a girl,
That's not what I'm saying.
Now, explain.
Right now, obviously, man single can do whatever I want. You know what I mean? So when I find somebody that now makes sense, I want to settle down... That stuff isn't going to be at the forefront.
Maybe you've reached it. It's not just about sex, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but it's not at the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's never at the back of my mind.
But it's more for me.
It's always winning.
And plus, the sex is there before the love.
What I'm saying is always a sub module, but it'd be more about moments and, you know, doing things together. But I think it's a bit of a naive perspective of love. That's what I like. Can someone answer Deji's question though? Because he's basically saying, can you be in love 100%. With your boys, basically? 100%. Because if you take away the physical, then is it all the same thing? That like you can love your boys the same way?
Yes. What is the same love? 100%.
The difference between love and romantic.
But that's not romantic.
100% is sex. Yeah. That's the difference. You've got love for your family, you've got love for your mom.
Exactly. And your definition of the love, everybody describes something that you would do for your family, for your mother, your mom, your brothers or sisters. So what is the difference between romantic love and any other kind of love?
Yeah,
it's sex, bro.
Sexual attraction.
Because I can't be in love with a girl if I can't chill with you like my boys. If I can't have that friendship relationship. Because you've got to laugh.
You know what I mean?
You've got to laugh.
Does that not come down more so to love languages?
And yeah,
how you can correspond with that person in the relationship?
That's what I was going to say to you. Because you said... you have to do something for your family or your boys to know that you're in love with them. But that's that could be that love language.
As in, it's an act of service.
But it could be the, what's the other one? Physical touch. I might want to touch you as my boy.
Quality time.
I'm saying, I don't want to do that.
Why? This guy looked at another guy's eyes.
He looked in my eyes. My dick did that. It remembered.
You
made it. No, but you looked at me when you said you
were saying, but it has to be a love. Don't you have to have a love language for your boy then? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, but what I'm saying is more so when in terms of the romantic love, that comes down to how your love language corresponds with the other person.
Everything for me is choice. The moment I say you're my boy and I'm going to ride for you, if you call me at 2 a.m., I'm coming to do whatever you need me to do.
Mm.
I've made that decision now because I feel you have that place in my heart.
2 a.m. head is crazy.
Why is it always going left?
Sorry.
Nobody answered the question. Have any of you been in love with someone that wasn't in love with you? And what did it feel like?
No. Nobody will admit it.
I don't think so because...
Well, that means you have a story then.
From my experience, what I know of, I fall in love after them.
They fall in love.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just like, me too.
You've never said I love you. You've already said I love you too.
Has anyone said it first?
I said it first in my, I did that argument thing.
Yeah, like shut up. I love you.
But did you do that in trouble?
Yeah, I was just trying to get out of an argument. So, like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, but you can't be saying I love you for the first time to get out of an argument.
Why not?
That's crazy.
Have you ever had competition? So like in college or school, like when you're trying to
with another man,
with another guy to get
to get a girl.
Get a girl
in general.
I don't think I have, but I think I probably have, but I haven't been told.
Oh, you haven't been told about
that? Yeah.
I swear, you definitely use some of you, man.
They won't admit it.
Like competing for a girl.
Love battle. What's going on? We'll see who she likes. You're trying to start it to then become in love, falling in love with that person.
No, I've been in competition thing and then it's ended up being in love. That wasn't part of it. It's just been, yeah, let's see who she likes kind of thing.
Man never done that, man. Yeah, but every man's lost and won to see who she likes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've lost.
He was about to say one.
I'm defeated.
Oh, I have lost one. Fam, I've lost one. Hey, bro. No, this is unfair, actually. I lost one, yeah. No, this is how I was here. That's a remnant.
That's a TKO.
No, it was in secondary school. So I met this girl outside school, innit? But she didn't go to our school. She went to school in, like, South or something. No, but I'm in North. But she just came from South to, like, chill with someone in chill with people in our school. Or the girls
that's
school.
So crazy, bro. Like, outside, taking the bus in secondary school.
Yeah, 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 man.
crossing the river in secondary school.
Yeah, it's mad. I never did that as well. Elephant and Castle is where you stop, innit? She came to Archway or whatever. I moved to her there. And then, as I'm chatting to her, this is what happened. I'm chatting to this girl now, yeah? And she's my age, yeah?
Yeah.
So we're chatting. One day I call her and a guy picks up. Wow. So the guy's like, yo, like,
Bear Bass.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Bear Bass. So I'm like, yeah. Like, it's Thingy there, yeah? It's Thingy there, yeah? And then I thought Matt might be a brother. He's like, yeah, I've been seeing you texting my girl. Like, stop texting her. So I don't know who this is, innit? But I'm shook them down, so I'm just like, I drop it, yeah? And I call, and then she calls me back later. She's like, oh, sorry, this guy picked up. I was like, yeah, who was that? She's like, nah, he's just like from my block or whatever. Like, don't mind him.
She's giving him head.
Bro, exactly. She's like, don't mind him, yeah? So I was like, okay, cool. And then we're still talking. And then I call her again, probably like that, because them times I couldn't call her every day. It would have been whenever. I got the 5-day pass. Yeah. Yeah. So I called her again and we spoke. And then, when I called, that guy picked up again. And this is like late, this is like 10 or something. Like, I'm whispering because my mom can't hear. And this guy's like loud, like, yo, like, stop calling my girl's phone. And I was like, who's this? He's like, bro, don't mind that. Like, just stop calling her. Cuts off again. These times, yeah, I didn't realize this the whole time. The guy that she's chatting to goes to my church.
Yeah. Right.
But I didn't realize. And he's like 3-4 years older than me.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize because the voice sounded different. So she...
Wait, 3-4 years older and you're in school?
Yes, exactly.
She's in school?
Yes, she's my age and he's 3-4 years older. It's illegal.
What, secondary school or college?
Secondary school.
No matter what year you were in.
He's in college and we're in like year 9 or something.
Oh, that's cool.
College in year 9.
And the guy goes to church as well.
The guy goes to my church, yeah.
One foot in the jail. Sinning as well, bro.
But I obviously lost that one. But I remember she told me, like, don't mind him. So one time I called again, and then she picked up again.
Too many times.
Yeah. Yeah. You were hungry,
though. I love this girl.
You're a star.
I love her.
You didn't love her, bro. You love the challenge.
Like, random times I'll call her. It'll be like, let's say because back then I think you had a text first and be like, I'm about to call you at this time.
Oh yeah.
So when I'll call her, he'll pick up, and then this like 3-4 times he picked up. But one time he picked up, and he says, I was like, and he was like, yo, who's this? I was like, bro, it's me. Like, stop chatting to my girl. Like, she's mine. And he's arguing with me. He's like, bro, when I find you, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I was like, bro, you ain't gonna do nothing, bro. You're pushing. He's like, all this time there's ball, a guy from my church. And he's from the drums of church. Bro,
the drummers are the worst.
Crazy, bro. That's the only one I lost. But other than that, I think I won most of my battles, man.
Shiro story.
That's funny. We all have beef and we are praising the Lord together.
Bro, it's crazy, isn't it?
Taking offering together.
Are you guys about to say I love you to a girl that you didn't mean it?
That's a, I don't mean
it. Right, you know that's...
Oh, I did. Yeah. Like, I thought she was going to be all right if I didn't say it.
what would you do if you're having sex with a girl and the girl just comes and is like, I love you?
I'll pretend
I
didn't.
Depends what... how far into sex are we?
Go deeper.
You like her, but you don't love her.
Yeah, you have to just say I love you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You have to. She's gonna bring that shit up later.
Your dick game is fire.
She's me, bro.
Okay, where she's like, she doesn't say I love you. She's like, do you love me?
No.
I'll say yes. I'm not stopping.
I'm gonna say
yes. I think your brain automatically says yes.
You can't say no.
That's so
funny. Try me.
Where if you just met her, it's like in Cancun, like in a ditch.
And she says, do you love me?
You just say,
you're in Cancun, bro. Yes.
Famous in a ditch.
No. You don't say yeah, but you're just like, you have to just nod it.
You love me.
Nah, bro.
She'll say yes, bro. What do you mean?
She'll say yes.
Cool.
You have to say yes.
I'll be like, I'm counting in my head the amount of strokes. I have to concentrate. I can't. Nah.
So you've been in love, yeah?
Yeah, man.
What does it feel like, man?
You love it.
Yeah, man, that's good.
He's under
duress.
A real romantic, bro.
That's a man under duress, bro.
Niggas don't want to describe love.
Let's describe love. Because I think Des, if you aren't going to, can you describe it? Go on, you describe it first, and then Des can go.
Like, for me, I, like, so she said it first, didn't it?
But that's not what we're asking you, bro.
No,
like,
but
is it disclaimers?
Did you say you love her straight after?
She said. So
me,
like,
too.
We'd been sort of seeing each other for, like, coming up to just less than a year, I think.
That took a while.
Yeah, like, she'd met a few people already. I'd met a few of her people. Like, we'd already sort of integrated in each other's circles.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be spending time together. Like, we'd be doing things for each other. And it was like...
This guy loves it, bro.
This guy's not comfortable,
like,
bro.
And obviously, anyone that knows me knows that, like, I'd never been in that position before. Really,
yeah.
So, like, I'm telling... I'm telling my boys about I'm at this stage now with her. Like, and they're like, bro, like... Are you hearing what you're saying, sort of thing? Like, I've never heard you say something like that before, sort of thing. And I'm thinking about it myself, and I'm like, you know what, you're right, you know. But it came to the point where I was like, I see a future with her.
Jeez.
And I don't see her not in my future, so. I'm making plans, and I'm like, shit, I've got to remember. I've got to remember my plans now.
I think that's it, including her in your
plans. When you're thinking long term, and she's in your thoughts, in your plans, that's when you know, I think I'm there.
We started seeing him less and less. We knew it was love.
I was in first love.
I'm not gonna lie, the day I knew you were in love is the day we went to that restaurant.
Ah, oh, this guy.
And every man is sitting at the table, and this guy's just lipsing up his girl.
What restaurant?
In the restaurant.
Man like that are the worst. That's like Shake, bro. At your housewoman, yeah. My girl, I seen my girl get home, she messaged me. Shake is in love, man. Shake loves his girl. Each other, you know? Yeah, bro, like, you know when you see the hands, and the hands are like this?
Interlocked.
His hands were like this the whole, my girl was like, Shake loves his girl, innit? Like, bro, how long they been together?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, some of them man have been with their girls for longer, but Shake's just a moist man.
Yeah. I think even Shake went toilet and they kissed before they
Actually, Shake got trying to get food, but he still had the hands up. You got two hands, my brother.
Shake, don't mind him, bro. Love is a beautiful thing.
That's so funny.
I'm someone that I'm hard in it, man.
Yeah, you fall deep, man.
Sweet man.
Your love language, physical touch, for sure.
Yeah, I think Shake's all of them. Shake's completed all of them. But 100%, Shake's got all, you've got all the emblems, the gems.
the calling cards,
all operators, every guy, every attachment, all operators, you've got everything.
Max level, bro. 10th prestige of blood.
Yeah, all the time.
Don't worry, Shake. I want to be like you when I'm in love, man.
Yeah.
Hold their hands all the time, bro. Maybe a little skip. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to say who. We was talking about, is there a gene?
A moist gene, 100%, bro.
Is there a gene in a man that makes him more...
A moist gene. That's what we're called. There's a moist gene. E-man knows about this.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's like an upbringing?
I think there's an error in... Nah, brutal. Hear me out. I think God was busy, bro. And for some man, he's like, I need to just skip over it. skip over the testosterone. I need to skip over it. Not enough, bro. Rationing the testosterone, and then you get the moist gene, bro. I've seen some man in my life. They love hard. As soon as they meet a girl and it's been like 2 weeks.
Every single time.
2 weeks.
I've got man like that. I've got two names in my head. One is in this circle.
I've got two names in my head.
In fact, I know three men that are my best friends. That every single time they get a girl, they're they're on the extreme. Yeah. Things that I would do in 10 years, they're doing it after a month, bro.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, bro.
What's the Moist ranking?
The Moist ranking?
You got joint top in YouTube.
Yeah.
No, I don't know the rankings.
Well, me
and Shake.
Shake's higher than Man City.
When Vish has a girl,
this guy.
I remember Vish with his girl. Who was there? Bro. Vish stole our Uber for his girl.
Yeah. He blamed us. Vish. Shake, Vish.
Manny. I think Faber's higher.
No, I think you then.
Faber's higher.
Yeah, maybe Faber.
I'm full.
Just a couple of examples of
what
being moist is.
Exactly.
That's a good question.
I've got bears, but I don't want to name what people have done. I don't want to name what people have done.
Yeah.
But it's just a behavior of forgetting your boys. And you're all about
not yourself. Even just that, like, because that would be selfish. That would be egotistical. It would be like, oh, you're forgetting about me. It's just about some things that you shouldn't accept or that shouldn't run stage. Okay. So I'm thinking about one of my other boys now, and he'll admit this. Like when he was in love with his girl, some things were running that just should not run. Mm. Like, and to the vast majority of the population, if somebody done, it would be an issue. Yeah, but for him, it's just like, it's the norm. And I'm like, how can that not be? How are you that deep that you're just willing to catch you're just like that soft that your girl's just walking. Exactly. Yeah. Like
doing whatever and he's just having it.
Yeah, bro. Like, and that's a good example. I've got one very good example in my head where I even had to sit him down and be like, bro, it's not normal.
Is that more their personality though? Or is that just because of how
the moist gene? Yeah. I think the moist gene becomes a personality trait, boy. You can put whatever language behind you want. I don't mind about the language. It's the gene. That's what I'm talking about.
Is being moist always detrimental? Because if someone is genuinely happy within their relationship and things are good in their life, and then from the background, it can be perceived as moist, but it's not got any.
Yeah, I don't think in that occasion, I think it was a negative. In another situation, I'll just say that they love hard. I wouldn't do it because maybe I'm thinking about the consequences of or how that's even coming across. But for them, it's good. And if it works out well, even if it doesn't work out, as long as their experience is good. Like, I think people that tend to have that trait, when things go wrong, they struggle to pull themselves out because they're moist. So when everything's going well and perfect, it's fine. Calm, yeah. But when things are going wrong, which that will always be the case at some times, then it's a problem. It's the only time you get success is if your relationship is a success.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfect. And that doesn't exist, unfortunately. So
I read somewhere here that it didn't say this, but it basically said the moist gene comes from upbringing. So if you've witnessed a lot of love in your home, you're more willing to do that in your own relationship.
You'd probably just be sick.
Yeah. I don't
think your parents are just like, because obviously a lot of African
very loving, I think if you watch too much Disney, if you're light skinned, I'm being real. There's some illnesses that affect dark skinned people. There's some illnesses that affect light people. I'm being so real. and then testosterone as well. Like if you've got low levels of testosterone,
Let's test it. Let's test it in a room. Let's go to a testing center to see what levels of testosterone.
I think mine's bare low though.
Is it?
Yeah. I think I've got estrogen.
Oh my God.
What did you say? I genuinely believe, I think it's upward. It's socialization.
I think it's problematic if every, depends on the person that used to the home, but I think it's problematic when every single time you get into something, you're straight away.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense.
Example,
yeah.
If you man ever caught me being worse, it's the absence of a bunch of things and now man's here, fam.
Yeah.
And I don't care. You might could, you at that point, whenever it is, you might call me moist. I say,
Man's
moist.
Yeah.
It's fine. You might say, look, we'll tear drop. I mean, that's it, bro. But
I think you got a moist gene, though.
I don't think you got a moist. I think I don't know what the name is of the
option. We don't know what gene is.
Compavi.
He might have it, but I think he does have it.
It's buried deep in the femur.
He doesn't want it out. Do you know, I'll be real with you. I make this joke here. I say, if I get married, I might cry. Yeah.
Dami doesn't have the moist gene, bro. He doesn't.
But
he doesn't.
The reason that I say that, though.
Nah, I think what he said is right. I think it's just buried deep.
Nah, bro. The moist gene is a man that will spend bags of money on a girl they've just met. Dami's not doing that, bro.
No, no, no.
Like, I'm talking about something that you do that to most people, it won't make sense what you're doing.
Oh, that's okay. You're not talking about being just romantic. You're saying...
Yeah, I'm not, that's why I want to make it very clear that it's not that. Because I think I'm... I think I'm very romantic. Like, very. Okay, but I'm not moist at all.
You don't do stupid things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what about this? What's the dumbest thing you've done for love?
That's a good question as well.
What's the dumbest thing you've done for love?
That's a good question.
What's the dumbest thing I've done for love?
Because this could determine your moist gene as well, though.
But can we change the question?
Yeah, but just doing one dumb thing doesn't
make it. I was wondering if you're going for deep, like,
I remember something dumb I did when I was in school, bro.
What's the dumbest thing?
Oh, I went south. That was dumb.
That's dumb, bro.
I went flipping Peckham. Like, where's Bagel King? That's Peckham, no?
Yeah, I went, and at terrible times, it was for love or for pussy?
Oh, lust.
No, I liked her bears.
But was you getting pussy?
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
I was literally.
It wasn't love.
You know, lipsing like me back in the day.
Well, back in the day, you'd be lipsing with just like, it's like this the whole time.
I
don't know the dumbest thing. That's a very good question, though.
The dumbest thing I've done for love is I drove on a puncture.
That's crazy.
For like 45 minutes, and every time it went down.
Is that pussy though?
That was my actual girl at the time.
Okay, every time,
like literally I'll drive for like 10 minutes.
It could still be pussy.
Wait, drive like 10 minutes.
To do what? Where was you going?
To go and see her.
Just to see her. Why? Why were you going to see her?
Because we arranged to
Well, did you meet? Did you meet?
She couldn't come see you, bro.
Okay, so yeah.
But it was because we arranged to meet that day, so I made sure that I made
You knew you had a puncture before you left.
Did both of you know?
Every 10 minutes, I was stopping, pumping up my tire.
Oh, so you knew before?
Oh, that's love, you know. That's love.
I knew before, pumping up my tire. I think that's horny, bro.
Did she know? Very horny. That's scary horny.
I was going to say, because I was like, why
did you tell her?
See
did you tell her?
So what about
if you masturbated
the next morning?
You say, "Oh, you stayed over."
If you masturbated, you wouldn't have done that.
That's so true.
That's when you really know whether you're in everybody's most. After you masturbate, if you haven't masturbated, discard it, bro. After you masturbate, what do you do? Everybody should do that. Look at your behavior after you masturbate. What do you do? Do you want to cuddle? Do you want to make your girl tea after you masturbate? That's when I'll say.
No, I want to make my girl tea after.
I know what you mean though, because I had a boy
he was trying to be clean in it, like he was trying not to do nothing with any girl. Mm-hmm. So he used to like raving a lot. So before he went out raving though, he would
I think I've rationalized everything that I do.
Okay, like, cool.
Shut the hell up, bro.
No, but he's being honest. I like it.
I rationalize. Like you, when you're doing something, even though you know that you think you're doing it, you're like, I'm doing this because it's gonna make her happy. It's gonna mean long term. Like we can do this. You rationalize things like that, but I've done bad things. I've drove my girl to long distances.
I drove my girl to Wales to get her passport renewed. That's what I'm saying. That's what I done. I think it depends on the circumstance. It seems like it was an extreme. If it's something like inconvenience, then it's done. So in your example, I would have been like, I don't want to drive to Wales. Like, that's so inconvenient for me.
Yeah.
So how can I help you to achieve that outcome without inconveniencing me? Like, I'd rather get you a cab. Or
to Wales.
That's the inconvenience of money, though.
What, a train or something like that. Like, I'd rather be like, why can't we do that? Because...
I mean, that would be the logical.
It's going to be long either way. Like, it's going to be long either way. Why am I inconveniencing myself? So it's like, That's a, that, I think that's a, such a good example where it's like, I would see that as...
So you're saying you wouldn't do it?
So it, you, it depends. It depends. It depends on the circumstance.
Points for later fuck ups.
See, I know that.
So that's not moistness. That's gaslighting, manipulation.
Andrew Tate.
That's misogyny. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Does anybody know the most romantic thing they've done?
Ooh. Oh, I done this, yeah, and I'm gonna tell everyone to do this. This is one of my tips. Marriage is one, and my second tip is sports.
Method marriage.
It has to be random. There's no anniversary coming up. There's no birthday. There's no whatever. You get a piece of paper, and you rip up 10 pieces, and you write one great thing about your girl on each one or sentence. You look beautiful today. You're gonna have an amazing day because I love you. I believe in you.
And you put it in a purse.
We put it in just different places in the house. In the shower, places,
you know, that she goes,
and she goes in the kitchen. I didn't say that because that's what you said. in the living room. And just open it at random times.
That was the timing of that one.
That's that could be 10, yeah, and they might take months to find all of them.
Yeah.
But every time they find it, they'll
come to you crying.
And they'll be like, yeah.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah. Take a note of that, bro. That's a good idea.
Annoying, though, bro. She'll find a note and be questioning who the fuck wrote
it. Who the fuck
wrote it? Who the fuck wrote it? She didn't even say you're leaving it for someone else. My girl's nuts like that, bro.
I know you could have written that for me.
That was a sick idea, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
But imagine if that's how it turns out, bro. You know how fixed you'd be, bro.
Yeah,
you've got a bunch of stuff, fam.
Yeah, you're never doing anything again.
Yeah. Like, you're getting bullshit.
That's happened many times when you do something proper
and it flops. Yeah, it flops. Yeah.
Well, what would you do in that situation, bro? Just what, go in, like, in the corner, just
quiet.
Be vexed.
Go quiet. Bro.
You're just vexed, yeah.
Bro, going quiet on your girl is one of the best things you could ever do.
I've heard. Just about girls in general.
Yeah.
I've heard. Even when they start the quiet thing first.
Yeah.
But if you go quiet afterwards,
if you go harder, these are the men that live with their girls.
You know the best time about going quiet. You know when you go quiet and then you go on COD and you're just chatting.
Go on,
hey, Superstar, that was bare funny, man.
It's so lit because when you're in the headphones, you can't hear
shit.
So you don't even know she's drowning herself.
Hey, that's dumb. No one else honestly. What's the most romantic
thing? I'm trying to think, bro.
I think I've done one actually.
Three course meals.
I've done the whole waiter thing.
That's facts.
Mine was her birthday, and I bought her that amount of gifts for her birthday. But I saw that somewhere else though. That wasn't mine.
Yeah. Wow. That's sweet though. Those things they rack up to a lot of money, bro. Gifts, bro.
One of them gifts used to be Haribo.
Yeah, bro.
It was stuff like
Poundland.
Favorite, like chocolate.
Smaller.
You're a cheap boy.
Efficient.
I went Poundland and got 28
bits. Wait, how deep into the relationship were you? Because that's not something. Imagine you're like 2-3 months into the relationship and like she's turning. You're back 30.
You're saying that for like a month.
I'll be fixed, man.
That's a scary thing when you first go out with a girl and her birthday is coming up in 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't count.
You know the maddest thing she could be dating another guy, getting better gifts.
Yeah,
I hear it. It's risky, bro.
Yeah,
it's
risky. You got to set a precedent.
You got to argue like a week before, bro. They even rekindle.
You have to find out when her birthday is, then ask to go out with her after that.
After? Oh my day. Tactical. What did you say your most romantic thing,
though? My one. Our first anniversary, booked the hotel, went to the hotel, decorated the room out before she got there. Yeah. I had balloons.
Like, I would love to watch a man doing it. It's so moist. Like, I would love to see the camera up
there.
I had the pop. You're smart.
The moist genius.
I went and asked the reception if they can help me out as well. Like, with
little,
like, I need scissors, I need little bits and this and that stuff that I don't have. Like,
I went full heart attack mode, bro.
Yeah. I remember
when but the fact that you done that didn't come with scissors and all that, though.
Yeah.
Bro, obviously, it's my first time.
Yeah. Bro, yeah. This guy was having Uber Eats. He was doing Uber Eats to his car, fam. I remember he was having car dates. Uber Eats, fam.
Gant him.
I think the one I've done was actually our first Valentine. So I booked actually like an Airbnb. I got like rose petals. I got a boyfriend for someone as well. And I've got like.
I gave you the rose petals.
Yeah, you gave me the candle as well.
Yeah.
So I made that dinner.
What candle? Is there a specific candle?
Yankee. Yeah, it was like a smelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yankee.
It was a chocolate one.
On the candle, it says sewage.
Yeah, and I bought, and I think I must have cooked for her as well.
Bold egg.
Slaps.
Yeah, that was the best thing. I've done.
You're cutting them carrots, bro.
I'm trying to think what I've done, bro. I did a scrapbook.
Yeah,
when it was 5 years, I did like five. Things that we did.
You might have
that's a good one. Yeah. Have you heard about this alphabet date thing now?
Yeah. Oh, I saw a TikTok. Sorry,
I don't know what
what's
it
that?
Is.
It's TikTok. They did like everything.
Yeah, H and Z. You have to do a date. So A would be.
My girl would hate that. She wants to
be
archery.
Okay.
Wait for years.
Well, start the Z and go up, man.
30 dates. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
26 dates, actually.
I was going to say something, but I didn't know that's what your alphabet
was. I'm the tweet alphabet, bro.
Only, bro.
The other tweet where the guy planned out a date for his girl.
Oh, my. Like, the whole day. An itinerary. Rock climbing.
Oh, there was a break.
The break is
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Rock climbing, 3 hours. Yeah. And then it was what, like...
Yeah.
He's got like a UFC fight or something.
It's crazy, fam. I saw an narrated version of it. It crossed out everything after brunch and just said sex and nap. And I was like,
yeah.
Because you were sex and nap. But was this that wrong? When are you even going to do any of that, bro? You just... I'm going to bed, fam.
Mm. Wait, one more question on love, yeah? Well, no, dating. What was your favourite date like? Where was it?
Salsa was so, I advise everybody to go to the Salsa place team. In...
We were talking about it the other day, in Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah, in Tottenham Court Road. Yeah. So sick, because...
I'm scared to do Salsa, you know?
You know what? Like, you think that you're going to... Like, you're going to be shit or whatever, but they know... that it's just bare new people. So the cocktails are sweet. Like, you get to eat first. So all of that stuff is done. And then you actually go on a dance floor. There's bare couples.
Yeah.
And then they teach you, like, the most basic steps, bro. And then by the end, you're doing that for, like, an hour. By the end, like, every couple's, like, doing it. Yeah, like, it's best. And you even swap partners. Like, you swap partners.
Now we're talking.
It's actually so nang, bro.
Everyone's dance now.
It is.
Bachata.
Oh, the wine in the wine. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want people to see my boner. Imagine going rave with your girl and the lights are on.
And yeah.
What, you got bones to the rave?
What you say? Yeah, I'm talking about the arms and bones.
My bones,
that's the difference.
What was your
favourite date? Arcade.
In the car.
Lips in
the back.
Arcade, man.
I do that a lot, though. When you say favorite date, do you mean like whatever you did, you had a good time?
Yeah.
Or
this guy's gonna be
fucking
in the car, fucking in the car.
Say both of them. I don't actually know what you mean.
Normally, I prefer activity dates because it's easier to get to know somebody.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like you get. It's very easy to just talk about anything or whatever. So anything activity based, I'm gonna enjoy it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm going out to do something I want. And
so you don't even care about the girl, basically.
No, of course I do. Of course I do. Obviously, they gotta wanna do it as well, innit? But like, if they like talking about, I wanna go to dinner.
It's expensive.
Not even that. Just the brothers. I'd rather not. Like, there's really rats at home. We could go out and go get the food, but it's like, are we gonna have a good time? know what I mean? But my best date was with the girl that I was seeing like in 2015, 16, something like that.
It
was,
right, this is for you, babe.
but like it was good because of the experience and like obviously like I said, that's the person that I wanted to do stuff for, innit?
Yeah.
So but it kind of turned out a little. It went a bit.
You didn't say what the date was.
So we so it was Valentine's Day. So I sent roses to her house.
Yeah,
they actually turned up late, but.
You ordered them late.
No. There was an issue. There was actually an issue. Turned up late.
The issue was you ordered them late.
No. It came on a day. It came on a day that she was having a stressful day.
On Valentine's Day, they had the banner with, please order before.
It came on a day that she was having like, a stressful day, innit? So when it came, like, she was all happy. Sent me a picture with them. It was all great. So then she came to London. We booked a spa type of thing, massage and everything.
Wait, is this the day?
Hmm?
Is this the day that I think happened?
Oh, the story?
Yeah.
It's not like Robbie, a little bit like, I don't know what you want me to learn. You know.
Yeah, okay, fair.
You got chlamydia.
No,
I don't know what's happening.
Don't talk about your own life story. But yeah, no. But obviously, yeah. I don't know if you want to say it now or later.
No, you can say it.
Let's
just
put it in the
disclaimer.
He didn't get committed.
Are you sure?
I don't know what he's going to do. I'm just going to talk about it. I'm a bush,
man. Herpes, man. Which one? Ringworm?
It's a tough one. Like you said, I've done better activity days. Like all the ones you guys mentioned, I've done them before.
All right, we get it, man.
Blue Lagoon was sick. What's when that? I went to Iceland. That was sick. But for me, actually, it was more
holiday dates are the best,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mine was more like indoors. I think happened that day? I think I cooked my girl a meal. I bought boards and paint, and we just drew each other.
I'm
an activities person. I like games and stuff like that as well. Yeah. So me and my girl just played loads of games that day, watched the movie, and you know. What happened at that time?
You slept.
But no. For me, I enjoyed that day because
That's a nice day.
I enjoyed all the.
Was it like rain? Was it raining or something? Like, why was you in all day? Was it like
them days slap, bro?
I love dates that are indoors.
I love the comfort thing, bro. Like. I can do it in my boxes.
I just feel different going out. It feels like we're actually going out.
No, but it's throughout the day as well. Like you just.
So you woke up early and then you did the paint and then you. Did you schedule it like that? Was it a particular? Was it an anniversary?
I can't remember the. It might have been, or it might have just been. I can't remember just to be honest.
Yeah.
Just because you know, probably was at an event, occasion.
Yeah, occasion.
Mm-hmm. I want to say the most romantic thing I've done.
Why are you whispering?
I didn't.
Oh, go on.
I didn't. I like to do creative things, yeah. So with my girl now, yeah, to ask her out, we used to play this game, Wordscapes, where it's basically like it's like Scrabble, like
where
you have to get better words. So I completed like 500 levels until I could make a certain sentence.
How did you set that up?
So I, in my head, I had a sentence that I wanted to spell out, which was "Would you be? I like you. I love you so much. Would you be my girlfriend?" Sort of thing. And then,
loved before.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mitch.
So yeah, like I did that, but it was more about like trying to say trying to get the words that is going to be powerful sort of thing. It wasn't about being in love, and I don't even want to get into loving somebody and being in love, the two differences, but I was just trying to spell out those words. So I had to play the game like to get to level 500. So I was banging this game out at Bears on the train. Hey. This is when I was still in London, so I was banging it out, and then I got the words, and then it's so complex, but for like the words that I needed, I took a screenshot of all of the words, and then I printed them out, and then I put them in a box so like she would see the things together and it spelled out the word. But also, I got her like bare gifts to do with what she does. So like she's a speech and language therapist, so I got her like bare gifts. And then for every gift, I got her like a different word. So like for one, I got a gift that she wanted. So like a good example is that she always wanted a key to my place in Ilford. She always just said, oh, can I have a key? And I was like, why am I going to give you a key sort of thing? Mm. And then I was smart because I knew I was moving out in a month. Yeah. But so for the word I got was key. I got key there. So then in the thing, I got her the spare key sort of thing. Yeah. And I did bare things like that, like books. She loves reading. So I got the word book. Now I got her like 3-4 books. And it came in this big box. And on every single gift, like flowers was another one, on every single gift, it had the Wordscape screenshots on it. Like,
did you tell her how much effort you put in?
Yeah, she would see it because we used to play the game together. So she knows. Yeah. So yeah, she saw me on like level 700 and something, and she was on level like 100 and something. And she was like, how are you so good at the game? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she didn't know I was banging it out.
What exactly made you want to go through all that effort? And
That's what I think, for me, love is. Like when I'm doing my best to make you happy. It doesn't even feel like an inconvenience because
I hear it, man.
Like there's so much benefit from actually succeeding this. And I don't like, I think it's so easy to just get somebody a gift.
Just for the sake of it.
So this is probably my language, I think it's so easy to get somebody a gift. You see that they like something, it's very easy. But when they see that you've put effort in, this is what I like about my mom. Like my mom always put bare effort into everything she did. Like she would go out of her way to make me happy sort of thing. So that's what I kind of want to do. So I wanted her to know that I completed 700 levels. Like that was the biggest thing for it because it's not just about the gifts. That's easy. I know you like this. I'm going to get this for you. I can afford it. But that effort, that time that I've put in, so money, time, energy, that's what I always kind of aim for. So
choice and based on what you've seen, like the social
It's annoying that when like there's a day that you just think, rah, I put bare effort in to call you my girl. And you're complaining that I'm playing COD for that.
It's so true though. I always do that comparison. And they'll say something like, oh, you don't really care or whatever. I'll be like, bro,
you know my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you can put the screenshots, bro.
But I'll be like,
when you're in love, what do you expect from your partner?
Wait, what does that mean? Sorry.
Like when you're in love,
what do you expect her to do?
How do you receive like love from your partner when you're giving effort or love to them? What do you expect? What's the expectation?
I don't really have any, you know. I just wanna.
Not even any like acts of service.
Is that aligned to?
It's just helping, being a helper, isn't it?
Yeah, just make me happy. That's it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make things.
I think. See, that's a burden. Like, I think that's hard. That's harsh to say to somebody. I want you to make me happy.
But I think it's like you can do that in like simple ways.
That's a burden. That's what make you happy.
Yeah, that's a big burden.
You're amazing. So really, you should not like want to make us all happy. It's just like I'm not asking. Just say
that's true.
Be yourself.
Do something
by you.
That's how I feel, when you're being a nice, because I feel like women have several burdens. When you're being a nice version of you, that's all you need to be. That shouldn't be a burden to you because that's you and that makes me happy. Don't do all of that, don't play COD stuff. Don't do all of that. Yeah, that's for me. Like I just want you to make me happy. I want you to be like COD. I know if I jump on COD, they've got quads. It's calm. If they've got trios, we got problems. don't do the trios thing, bro. I'm the quads, bro. That's how I see it.
What was your question again? What did you ask just now, Dej? Oh no, you asked. You said.
Yeah, what's your expectation?
Yeah, exactly what Daddy said, just be you and that makes me happy.
Yeah. But not the...
You're not always going to get good versions. So
and I, and I understand that, to be honest.
We're humans,
they don't always have quads of one deal. When they have that, I don't play, bro.
What's your best date? What was your best date? I only want to ask three more men.
I think I've got two for different reasons, so... One was when we did Go Ape.
Okay.
That was because, I could see she was afraid, but she overcame it.
Yeah, them dates are good. There's a theory about them kind of dates as well, where
it takes you to a new level.
Yeah, when you do something together that you're both not comfortable. Yeah,
like, you get a connection from it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not comfortable. If you do it, well.
Obviously, when you go to the high hat one.
Yeah. It's mad. It feels mad.
Even if you're not naturally afraid of heights, when you're up there and you're looking, like, naturally, you're apprehensive.
Yeah.
Of course, to take that first step. But she's obviously like looking to me to obviously take to that first step.
And, yeah.
Show that like, sort of lead the way.
So you feel innocent. You feel sick that you protected her and you helped her through something.
I think he did. We helped each other.
Yeah. It's like you have to complete it.
Yeah.
Because your partner's there. Yeah, if you, yeah, it's yeah, one of the, you get into one of those situations where if I was alone, I did the same thing. Go eight.
Yeah.
If I was alone, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't. I would have said, okay, this is the level I'm going to. I'm not going any higher. But because she was there, it made me do it. And then. You get this from doing anything on your own anyway. Like when you complete something that you're scared of. But when you do it with your partner, like the feeling you get is just like,
there's that, you know the zip line thing that you got?
Yeah, the high one.
I'm not gonna lie, my legs were shaking when I got to that.
That seems crazy.
But do you have to act like you're okay with it? Or
obviously not. Like, I said to her, listen, I'm not gonna lie, I'm nervous, but I'm gonna go with it. So obviously I went, because obviously she was apprehensive, innit? So I did it, and she recorded me and stuff. And then obviously when she got to her, like literally everybody was encouraging her, like I'm on the other side now. So everybody's encouraging her, like, go on, you can
come
do
on,
it.
Come down.
Did she go before you?
You're a coward.
You saved yourself first.
Yeah.
To get confidence.
You can't back down.
So that
day, I enjoyed that because of, I think that definitely brought us closer together. And then my second favourite one would probably be, it wasn't even, what would you go, Slug and Lettuce.
Okay, yeah.
And it was like happy hour, you know, you got the 2-for-1 and all that stuff. Yeah. And we just like, this was still kind of early on. This was like, and now we've kind of spoken about that day after, like that was the day that we both realised that we really like each other.
Yeah. Everyone's got one of those, like, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's got one of those. Yeah, I love those days.
She was looking good that day as well.
Them simplistic dates, like where you're just drinking beers. I love them, bro. I love them.
Nobody even said anything.
What's one thing that, or the main thing that you say when your girl says, "Why do you love me?"
These are hard ones, man.
It's true. It's so true. Every school,
they need a compliment. They need, they need some assurance.
They need
some
validation. Yeah.
So, what's the main thing that you say?
I usually say I say what you said actually. I say that you make me happy. Like you make me wanna be better, you make me happy, you make me wanna achieve things and think about family and think about how we're gonna progress and you make me wanna achieve like over exceed who I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
But then you say all of that nice shit and then she'll say, would you love me if I was a worm?
And I'll be like, no.
do you manage to entertain that crap?
No. She never asked me.
It's happened to me though.
Nah.
It's happened to me before, but I say no every time. And
my girl says me like,
what?
I didn't actually heard that. I thought this was
not a worm, but like if I was fat, what would you love me? And I'll be like, I was like, not really. I mean, attraction is a core part of my love for you, and I want to keep that. At the moment, anyway, when I get older and I'm ugly, then
what happens? Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, what happens if like just something happens, like things happen to people, like they can have a stroke and half of their face is like frozen.
And bro, like there's something to do with that where there's a stat where bare man break up with their wives after it, like when something.
Is that the other way around?
Yeah,
girls will stay.
But yeah, I think that just proves like even, and I think
that's nuts.
In the article, they were saying that the man, it's not like they left straight away. The man would leave after 2 years or something like that.
That's worse, man.
You never know. It might be
this 2-year course.
It might be because like of the world's perception of you or people's perception of you if you left early. Yeah. Or it might be because you actually tried, but then you like it just wasn't the same because you're not attracted to the person. Yeah. Sort of.
Or because they changed now because of the situation, they feel depressed or unhappy, and then maybe you're just not like
maybe they're a different person.
Because when something like that happens, though, when something like that obviously naturally that's going to affect your relationship, the dynamic of the relationship. So there's certain things you're not being able to do anymore.
Do you think it's wrong for someone to leave in them situations? Do you think
of course it is, but I would understand if somebody does. Mm. I think it's wrong for you to leave, but it's wrong for you to stay if you know you don't love that person.
Yeah. What's a person? Yeah, what's a person meant to feel like when you when they the person that they've been with for 10 years has left because they got into an accident?
That's so crazy, bro. That's scary. Like, for that
that's
person,
gonna, that's gonna affect
but,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like you can't stay for that reason.
Yeah, but
like, that would be a wrong reason to. If that's the only reason you stay, and I think that's probably the reason why most people do stay because like. You still love the person in a way and you still feel sorry for the person.
Yeah.
But that's a wrong reason to stay. That means you're only with them out of sympathy.
Yeah.
Mm. Bear man do that as well.
That's hard.
It's so evil, bro.
There's a show on Netflix where you can sell your life.
Huh?
You can sell your life. So there's this woman who put her life as insurance, 40 years.
Yeah, that movie's trash.
Yeah, well. It's not about the movie anyway. It's just the fact that... So that... the house burns down, yeah?
Yeah.
She's like 25. Then obviously they take her life. So now she's 65 and she's with this young guy who's like 25, 30 years old.
What?
And it's just mad. Like, it's just, I'm just.
Oh, you sell years of your life.
You sell years of your life, sorry. Yeah, years of your life. Then the guy still wants to be, right? Like, why she's 65 or whatnot. But he's still trying to find out whether he can, you know, buy those years back.
And even when she's old, he still loves her.
Yeah, he still loves her. But
that's what
the Nigerian guys do when they're trying to get.
But he's seen her while she was
pimping.
You're sick. I put it.
That's
she just
sold
her life.
Keep the proper.
It's just that film was trash because the whole idea of why he like wanted to like be there for her just gets completely like.
Yeah.
That's
why
I wouldn't use that as an example.
No. I just find it interesting that. The guy still loved her.
How do you find these things on your Netflix? I don't get.
He's on the last page.
I think it's on the recommended. Yeah,
it's on his recommended. If you see his watch again, it's just better. Every film.
There's nothing left.
So, do you think there's a stage where? Attractiveness. Oh, the personality overcomes the attractiveness.
1,000%.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
For you, man, right now, do you think you're at that stage?
No. No way.
So if your girl became unattractive.
Oh, sorry. You mean like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If my girl became unattractive, I wouldn't be feeling it. But if my girl's personality changed, I wouldn't be feeling it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's an annoying part. Is their personality is going to change off the back of their physical appearance changing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm. And they're going to probably feel like you're not on it anymore. And then it's just bare insecurities. And then every day you're going to have to say, yeah, you look beautiful still, trust me.
Yeah, sure.
She goes, well, as soon as you say, trust me.
I told you this before.
Trust me is so crazy, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let me cut it.
Yeah.